We are up to Simen Shin Nun Ches Siftes, and that's what we'll be doing. Karpef Yosem Misasayim. You have this big open area that's more than Sasayim, so we already said that Chazal said that such a place, even though it is totally surrounded by walls, it's an enclosed area, Midaraisa, it's a Rishus HaYachid. However, since this is not a place made for people to live in, unless you actually enclose the area for the sake of living there, you cannot carry there. So we have a case of Kafrath Yosim is Asayim Shehukav Ladira, where you actually enclose the area for the sake of living there, meaning you have a house there, or it's open to a house that's next to it. Vinata Rubo Ilonos. And then you went and you filled most of the area, most of that Karfif, with trees. Afilu Enam Natuim Shur Shuris. Even if it's not just rows of trees, but just randomly, there's trees all over the place. Enam Mevatlim Hadira. They are not Mevatl the Dira. This, even if the entire area is filled with trees, this does not take away from Dira. The reason? Trees are a normal part of living. It is common that in a chotzer in your backyard, you may want trees all over the place just to give you tzel. Aval imnizru rubo, what happens if you did not plant trees? You planted vegetables. Zroim, you put seedlings in there. Hazroim mevatlim hadira, that's not something that belongs in a chotzer. That is more appropriate for a karfif. So it's mevatl adira. That means even though you had this area that was open to a house, and when you made the mechitzas around it, it was enclosed for the sake of living, you put zroim there, that is a bittul of the shem dira. The mechitzas are no longer called mechitzas l'shem dira. It is now called that it's hukav shalol l'shem dira. And midrabanan, it becomes a karmelis. Hazroim mevatlin hadira, afila ein behem ela sasayim. Even if you have just a sasayim, not even more, you need more than a sasayim to go and make a karf of usr. If within this larger karf of you have exactly a sasayim in there, the halachi is if rov of it is planted, then that is mevatl the mechitzis around it. Nizra miut. In other words, what happened, this entire area loses the shem chotzer, it loses the shem karfiv, and now it becomes a gina. We call it a garden, in which case it's not called hukaf ladira. Not only that, but even if it's less than sasayim, if it's rove of the area, means if I have a garden that is sasayim, if I have an enclosed area that is sasayim, that is open to a house, and the enclosure was done after the house was there, so it's called hukaf ladira. If I now plant rove of it, even though the area that's planted is less than sasayim, since it is rove, everything is bottled to it, we call the whole area a gina, it's a garden, in which case the hekif is no longer called the shendira, and it becomes a karmelis. This applies whether it's whether it's more than sasayim or less than sasayim, as long as it is the rov. Now, what happens? Nizra miut. What happens if only a minority is planted? Im embo ella sasayim mutter yosim is sasayim aser. The miut will only go and present the problem if the miut is yosim is sasayim. Now, the question is, we understand that in the case of Rov, everything is bottled to it. But in the case of Miut, true, the area that is Miut loses its shame of Hukav Ladira. But why does the entire Karfif become Usr to carry in? Let's say this area is a Gina and the rest of it is not. The answer is that when you're dealing with an area that has one enclosure around it, and you have a part of it that is considered that is not hukaf ladira, that goes in as mevatel the enclosure, and it calls that as not being hukaf ladira. So it'll ruin it even for the area that you're living in. So from here we get a yesod. Let us say we have an area that is it's one large area with one enclosure around it. Part of it is hukaf, a part of it you have dira in, and the other part is not parav. The other part is not for dira, as in the case of zroim. The Zroim are Mevatel the Mechitzis, and even the area that is meant for living, since it does not have Mechitzis of its own, will now be considered a Karfiv, and you're not allowed to carry there. Now, this being the case, this presents a major issue with regard to making an eruv in a large area. What if you have a large area? Say you're making an eruv, you're making an eruv around the neighborhood. Within that neighborhood, you have an area, say you have a garden where stuff is planted, without a mechitza around it. It is not enclosed by walls. We would say that this entire area is surrounded by mechitzas, and part of it is a gina. Part of it has roim in it. We said that a gina is mevatel the mechitzas. Therefore, the entire area could not be carried in. It will be mevatel your eruv. So if you're making an eruv around an area, what do you do if parts of it are clearly not made ladira? So this is very problematic. So in the Bir Halacha, he raises the issue of what happens if you have a karfuf, let's say you have zroim in the middle of a city, you have a garden in a city, if it's mevatel, the mechitzas of the whole city. So he brings the Tshuva's Dvar Shmuel, that one garden is not going to be mevatel the wall around the city. He was talking about a walled city. A walled city, there's no problem carrying. It has kosher mechitzas the whole way. It's a Rishus HaYachid. However, you have a garden or you have gardens inside it. Let them be mevatel the wall. So the Dvar Shmuel tain is that a few gardens or a garden here and there will not be able to be mevatel the wall of the city. So the Mishnah Berurah first of all speaks out that as far as carrying in the garden goes, according to the Dvar Shmuel, if the garden has its own walls around it, you couldn't carry there. Because it is being mevatel its own mechitzah, so you couldn't carry in the garden. It's not going to be mevatel the city wall, but we could not consider it as part of the city since it had its own mechitzas around it. Meaning the mechitzas around it will only serve the purpose of separating it from the city so you couldn't carry in it. But it's not going to allow you to carry in it midin mechitzas because it's not called hukav ladira. What about ruining it for the rest of the city? The Mishnah Berurah here doesn't speak it out, but he does a little bit later. Once I have mechitzas around this garden, that will prevent the garden from ruining it for the rest of the city anyway. That's even without the Dvar Shmuel's Chiddush. The halacha is, the only time that you ruin it is if you're open together. Like the case here, we have one big karfuf, half has zroim in it, half is a garden, half isn't. If there's no mechitzas between them, only the mechitzas that enclose them, since those mechitzas become bottle, the whole area is not called hukav ladira. But let us say I have a gina that has a fence around it. So I cannot carry in that gina because it's mevatel, the fences being hukav ladira. On the other hand, it will not aser outside the fences since it's in its own enclosed area. It means the mechitzas are only bottle in terms of them not being ladira, but they're not bottle as if they're non-existent. So the Dvar Shmuel is saying that the walls around the city do not become bottle even though I have a gina in the middle of the city. So once again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if that gina in the middle of the city, that garden is enclosed, so I can carry in the rest of the city, but not in the garden. If it's not enclosed, the Dvar Shmuel would tell me that I can carry in the whole city, because the garden are not mevatel or chomas ha'ir, but I cannot carry in the garden. The garden itself, I cannot carry in. That so far is what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah's maskana seems to be that you could be somach on the Dvar Shmuel. The Chazon Ish argues. He says, no, there's no reason why a garden in the city should not be mevatel, even the walls of the city. So what we're left with is the Dvar Shmuel, and the Chazon Ish goes against it. There are many who bring down that the minhag was, certainly in Yerushalayim in the olden days, that they were somach on the Dvar Shmuel, and that is that if there was an unenclosed gina inside the city, that would neither ruin it for the gina nor for the rest of the city. Now all of this is we have a wall. What if you don't have a wall, but you have Tzuras HaPesachs? What happens there? Do we say that the Tzuras HaPesachs are stronger than the gina inside them or not? So the Poskim claim that according to the Dvar Shmuel, the same way we'd say it around the wall, we'd say it with Tzuras HaPesachs. It is a big chiddush, not everyone holds of it. But there are a lot of poskim that are makel. So that means that there are Erevin around the world, and in Yerushalayim, it was certainly that way for a very long time, where they were not makbid on the fact that there were gardens in the middle of the city that was surrounded by Tzuras HaPesachs. The reason being that they applied the Dvar Shmuel even to Tzuras HaPesach, that a garden is not going to be mevatel the entire Erev, and they relied on the Dvar Shmuel altogether. So they're relying on him and applying it also to a Tzuras HaPesach. According to the Chazon Ish, the halach isn't like the Dvar Shmuel. And according to many, the Dvar Shmuel only refers to a wall and does not refer to Tzuras HaPesach. Now, what poskim deal with is, even if you're not going to say like the Dvar Shmuel, it is very mistaber that if you have a private garden of a non-Jew, that's not going to go and ruin the entire Erev. That's not so common, because if it really is a private garden, it's probably surrounded by a fence anyway, in which case, while you couldn't carry inside it, you could still, it would not ruin it for the rest of the city. So, as a rule, what happens if I have part of a karfif that was now planted, it became a garden? The halachi is, if the karfif and the garden are open to one another, there's no fence between them, and the entire area is enclosed, and the enclosure was made ledira, the halachi is that if the garden is either rove or it has a shear of more than sasayim, it will aser carrying in the entire area. Furthermore, if you have an erev around a city, and within the city you have a garden, if that garden is surrounded by a fence, the halachi is the garden itself is aser to carry in, but the rest of the city is fine if it does not have a fence around it. So there, according to the Dvar Shmuel, if it's a walled city, then the garden would not be mevatel the wall. According to many, the same applies to a Tzuras HaPesach, that it will not be mevatel the Tzuras HaPesach. According to the Chazon Ish, the halachi is not like the Dvar Shmuel altogether, in which case it would even be mevatel a wall and kol shkein, an Erev made by Tzuras HaPesach, in which case you wouldn't be allowed to carry in the entire city. The Makilim would be Mekel.